Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716.
Good morning, everybody. Doctors continue to erroneously tell patients that they should pay attention to their HDL cholesterol levels, even though there's little evidence to support the idea that doing so is protective. In fact, when people adopt a low-fat, plant-based diet as a means for lowering cholesterol, their total cholesterol will drop, their LDL cholesterol will drop, and they will also experience a significant drop in their HDL cholesterol, too. The reason is that HDL assists in cleaning up LDL cholesterol. So when you see a big drop in LDL, the need for HDL decreases a whole lot. Dr. Esselstyn has a great line that he's used in his lectures for years. He says that the HDL levels of populations like the Tarahumara Indians and the Papua New Guineans would make the average American cardiologist apoplectic. They range from as low as 14 milligrams per deciliter to 24 milligrams per deciliter. It hasn't stopped drug companies, however, from trying to develop drugs that raise HDL levels, but so far the drugs have been effective at raising HDL but not preventing cardiac events. Hasn't also stopped doctors from telling patients that they need to take fish oil pills or eat more fat in order to increase their HDL cholesterol. Well, a new study in The Lancet confirms what we've been teaching our members for years. Raising HDL levels does not change the risk of developing heart disease or reduce the risk of having a heart attack. An examination of 20 studies and over 20,000 patients showed that people who are genetically predisposed to have higher HDL levels don't have a lower risk of developing heart disease than those who are genetically predisposed to have lower levels. Now, there are some studies that have shown that people with higher HDL levels have lower rates of heart disease, but these have merely shown correlation, not cause and effect relationships. And this is a serious and continuing problem in the medical community, which is the willingness to make decisions based on correlation only. And it's resulted in millions of people, tens of millions actually, being prescribed useless and harmful drugs, tests, procedures, etc. So the results of this latest study, I was really pleased to see, appeared in a lot of newspapers and publications that are accessible to the lay public, which means that consumers are getting this information. And I think at some point in time, if healthcare professionals want to remain credible, they're just going to have to discipline themselves to look at research more objectively and impose more rigorous standards in making recommendations to patients. I'm seeing an increasing number of people who are telling me that they visited doctors and they appear to know more than their doctors about a lot of these issues, and that's encouraging. It also means that doctors need to get with the program. Fortunately, many of them are, but we need to see more of them moving in the right direction. So that's all for now, and have a great day.